Shalom Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my precious partner in life, Reverend Sheeta Crawford.
Tada, my dear, and as the Hebrew word Havarim means friends, I too want to welcome our friends to tonight's teaching as we wrap up the letter of Jude, written especially to those preserved in Jesus Christ. And I also need to say how important it is to concentrate when doing a study by sitting at a table with your Bible out and a notebook for your notes.
Yeah, you know, writing it down does help to remember.
Oh, for sure. And without distractions because, well, let me share what some Christians tell me. They say, oh, I love the program and listen as I'm doing the dishes or in my car or while cleaning my house. Now, that's okay if listening to worship songs, but not for study, as he tells us to be diligent about our studies. Show God how important he is to you by giving him your undivided attention. And now, because we have been blessed with the technology where you can also listen from archived programs, allowing you to pause and take notes and even replay if needed.
And, of course, then share your knowledge.
Right. And let others know how they, too, can enjoy their own Bible study on a myriad of topics on shofarministries.net. Oh. Let's all praise the Lord.
Okay. Abba, Father, we do honor and praise you. You are God above all gods, the most supreme being. Lord God, we recognize that in and of ourselves, we are nothing without you. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. May you be blessed as we spiritually prepare for your soon arrival. We continue to pray for our righteous leaders, and also we pray for those affected by the horrendous fires, and as always, for the lost souls of our loved ones. We humbly ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
You have some news updates?
Well, it's now even more clear that our government is waging warfare against us. Can you believe another indictment against Trump?
It's a pile on, the hope one sticks.
Yeah, and we know January 6th was a setup.
Well, it's all such a disgrace.
And some say it's starting to appear that even the fires in Lahaina were deliberately allowed to happen. No warnings with expected high winds.
Yeah, the sirens never went off.
And lawlessness is abounding while we're being invaded from our southern border, bringing in death-causing drugs.
And young slaves for sex.
As well, Biden is attacking our energy infrastructure.
And our food supplies as well.
Mm. Yeah, and because current regulations, now it is allowed that mRNA vaccines can be in all animals, even when their products are grass-fed and labeled organic.
Well, they're on a mission. Just look at our debt.
Mm. Meanwhile, as our oversight committee continues to investigate Bidengate, the White House decided to appoint their own special counsel to investigate Hunter. He's actually a Biden lackey, and now when anyone is subpoenaed, they can just say, well, we can't answer that because the case is under investigation, which, by the way, could go on for years.
Well, it's a planned cover-up.
Also, it is proven that the clot shots do cause myocarditis, killing a large unspecified number, a lot, and yet still pushing the jabs anyway. And you know, they got to another doctor, this time our own Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from Cleveland, Ohio, who vehemently spoke against the mRNA, has had her license suspended for, they say, not cooperating with the Ohio Medical Board. And she said, well, here's a quote, I obviously didn't answer their incriminatory questions to their satisfaction, so my license has been indefinitely suspended, plus a $3,000 fine, until I answer to their satisfaction. My rights be damned. as well as some states, especially New Jersey, arguing about whether to tell parents their child wants to change their sex.
It's an upside-down world.
And praise God, Jesus is coming to fix it.
Amen to that. Okay, any news on Israel?
Well, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu last Saturday expressed opposition to that deal, which would see Iran release five American detainees, thank you, sweetie, in exchange for not only a few of Iran's detainees in America, but as well, and here's what Bibi is mad about, the release of $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. This deal does not hinder its nuclear program at all, and instead provides Iran with more funds going to proxy terrorist elements, which I'm sure will be discussed when Biden meets with Netanyahu at the White House next month.
Well, since he will be in the U.S. anyhow.
Oh, that's right, he will. For the 78th U.N. General Assembly, and that's going to be held in New York, September 5th through the 19th. And isn't it interesting that it always seems to fall around the Jewish fall feasts?
This year, Rosh Hashanah is the 15th through the 17th.
Yep.
Okay, we welcome all of your comments and end time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. And we will call you back. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are received with gratitude. Actually, a lot of gratitude. You can also donate on the right side of our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will also find our archived radio programs and teaching letters for your learning pleasure.
All right, then. We left off in Jude, verse 14, where Jude directly quotes from Enoch's writings that the Messiah would return with tens of thousands of his saints. That's us. And continues in verse 15, specifically clarifying what Yeshua will immediately do upon arrival.
To execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
So, more confirmation that judgment is sure to come on the ungodly, the unrighteous. Did you hear that?
Clearly, the unrighteous.
Exactly. More confirmation that his bride, who are his righteous ones, will be called up prior to this final judgment. You know, when you really pay attention when studying his word and not just reading it casually, you too will see many examples that the righteous will escape, as Jesus said we could in Luke 21. Okay, honey, could you read verses 16 through 19 as Jude describes the attributes of these ungodly?
Verse 16, these are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit.
Of course they don't have the Spirit because they aren't saved. Therefore, cause divisions. We are certainly divided today, and there's a great gulf between us. So therefore, those who are truly walking with the Lord should never be grumblers or complainers. Why would we be?
Right. We have too much to be grateful for.
These ugly spots, as Jude calls them in verse 12, can't get enough of their flesh satisfied and so end up complaining about everything because it's all about them instead of being content in whatever situation God has put us in.
Well, that's what Philippians 4:11 says.
A great meditation for all of us, to be content whenever and wherever God has placed us. Jude also says the ungodly will overflatter you to gain advantage. Psalm 12:3 says this,
may the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things.
We also see that Jude calls us beloved, and he does again in verse 20. Guess who the only one in the Old Testament ever called his beloved, which is the Hebrew word kamad, number 2530, and it means my greatly beloved. And who was that?
Daniel, my namesake.
Yeah, amen. And the New Testament Greek word used here in Jude is agapetos, from agape, which is the strongest word for love.
The most intimate.
Yep. Do you remember the other three Greek words for love?
One is phileo.
Phileo, yes. That means great friendship.
Storge.
That's family love.
And eros.
Which is a lustful love, where we get the English word erotic. When you study the word, look in your Bible dictionary, the word love in that particular verse, to better understand which kind of love is being described. And of course, Jesus said John, who was he who he loved the most, because
John is a type of the church in the New Testament,
which is why it's the first book all new believers should read. And Daniel is a type of the church in the Old Testament. After all, you know, he was missing in Daniel 3 at the time of the fiery furnace.
Good point.
So let's stay on this for a minute. Who were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego a type of? Who were in the fire but not hurt?
The 144,000 Jews who are protected in the tribulation.
Yes, as prophesied in Revelation 7. And you might also, as another type, equate the 144,000 to Noah and his family, since they were still on the earth during that judgment, but protected and sealed in the ark. There's lots of types in the Bible.
And Enoch could also be a type of us.
Yes, because he was taken up bodily before the judgment in Noah's day, as we will be taken up before God's final judgment. And just one more tidbit. Think about Lot. And remember, the angel said that they had to be removed before God could send the judgment, before the fire came down from heaven to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for its perversions.
And again, today, we see sodomy being glorified.
Oh, yeah, we do. Really is. And in Israel, too, I might add. It is disgustingly amazing to behold how Isaiah 5 is so accurate.
You mean how they call good evil and evil good?
Exactly. Anyhow, Jude is contrasting us as the opposite of the sensual, ungodly, who cause divisions, the false teachers and the mockers, etc. And Jude reminds us that the apostles and Jesus, too, wrote about them as well. Okay, let's read verse 20.
But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith.
In other words, never stop growing in your faith.
Praying in the Spirit.
Meaning in His will, as directed and motivated by the Holy Spirit. Verse 21.
Keep yourselves in the agape love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Now, the word looking is and it means that you're looking, but while expecting to be received, you know, as in the promise of the rapture, to escape what's surely coming.
The rapture is our blessed hope.
Amen. So what does it really mean to keep yourselves in the agape love of God? Well, there's really only two commandments that Jesus says we need to adhere to, which just so happens to basically cover all 10 in the Old Testament in Exodus. But in Luke 10, we read about a man familiar with the law asked Jesus how to inherit eternal life. So Jesus said to him, and this is in Luke 10, verse 26.
What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So the man answered and said, you shall agape the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and you love your neighbor as well. And Jesus said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live.
You know, love is like a powerful magnet that others soon recognize in you when you are truly walking in it. You know, when I counsel a couple about to be married, I say it's important for them to understand that it should never be more about you, but about the other's heart. In marriage, always desire your spouse's happiness over your own. You should never say, well, what about me? And you can only accomplish that if your love for God is with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength. You know, marriage means you're all in. Those who choose only to live together are essentially saying,
I deserve the right to upgrade.
Think about that. So, moving on to verse 22. Now Jude speaks about giving the gospel to the ungodly, because sometimes there are different situations and different kinds of people. Verse 22.
And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
In other words, some will need more compassion. They are probably hurting inside, so focus on God's love for them. While with others, you might need to be more aggressive because of their harder heart. They need to understand where they are headed, and it's very hot. So, there are some that you're going to have to push harder on. But always understand in your mind that if they don't get saved, they are going to hell. And this could be their last opportunity. So stay concerned about that. Now in verse 24, Jude praises just a few of Yeshua's attributes because he has a lot.
Verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Okay, let's look at that. Of course we have faults. We're human, so we're going to have faults. But it says here that Jesus keeps us faultless, meaning actually blameless, because he sees us through his eyes. And we are blameless because of his shed blood. We see that Paul, to the Colossians in chapter 1, what he says, and by the way, you should probably underline this scripture and know that the word for hope is the Greek word elpis, and it actually means confidence. And that's huge. So we're going to read this verse using the better word. That's Colossians 1, verse 21.
And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the confidence of the gospel, which you understand proclaimed to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister.
Okay, so in other words, if you continue in your faith, better put, just never deny Jesus as Lord, then no one can pluck you out of his hand. So cherish your salvation and never take it for granted. Make a determination for your whole spirit, soul, and body, which is your flesh, to be totally sanctified. Not just a little, by keeping like one foot in the world. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says your whole body, soul, and spirit should be sanctified. You know, your flesh, which is probably absolutely the hardest part, will be your final hurdle in your race until you're totally sanctified. And remember Paul, he rejoiced in that before his death. And it's a process. Some might call it a race, a hurdle. But I think we all know that your flesh can rule what you end up doing, or the decisions you make, or even your love for others, what you view on TV or the internet, what books you read, what music you listen to. In other words, how you spend your time, which should be redeemed wisely. And the beauty of being totally sanctified is then you'll be doing what you really love, staying close to Him. You know, I'm going to say it again because it's the most important thing I can tell you. The only way to overcome your flesh is by studying His Word. And I suggest, if I may, because it helped me, at a minimum, tithe your time with God so that your spirit man becomes greater than your fleshly man. Because your soul will follow who you feed the most. So stop feeding the flesh and instead flood your spirit with the water of His Word. And finally, to our last verse to close the book of Jude, he says in verse 25,
to God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Oh, yes. Great words to finish our study tonight. So, don't just pray to God when you have a need. Glorify Him unceasingly, all the time. Okay, so now this Thursday at sundown begins the month of Elul. Teshuvah is here again. And of course, we'll have more on that next time. And of course, we know that leads into the fall feasts, which are my favorite months of the year. And if you're listening tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are just plain foolish. And you are being set up for the great deception. My spirit groans when I think of so many that just won't accept the truth. So very much evidence out there. Many different people worldwide have similar experience of the fact there really is a heaven. Jesus, your Savior, has paid your entire debt for all your sins. Or would you rather pay for them yourself? It's your choice. Jesus is asking you to open your heart and wondering why you won't accept His free gift to you, given in agape love of the highest kind. I'll leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace, that perfect peace, that shalom. Until then, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.